Nancy Pelosi, Conspiracy Theorist, What Does Putin Have on Trump? By Joel B. Polak on January 26, 2019. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, published a statement and a series of tweets on Friday suggesting that Russian President Vladimir Putin was controlling President Donald Trump through the use of secrets about him. She also alleged top Trump campaign officials attempted to influence the 2016 election and subvert the will of the American people, referring to the indictment Friday of Roger Stone, who played a minor role in the campaign. Roger Stone's indictment makes clear there was a deliberate, coordinated effort by top Trump campaign officials to subvert the will of the American people during the 2016 election. Hashtag follow the facts. Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi. January 26, 2019. At real Donald Trump's continued efforts to undermine Special Counsel Mueller's investigation raises the questions. Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, January 26, 2019. What does Putin have on at real Donald Trump? Politically, personally or financially? Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, January 26, 2019. Why has the Trump administration continued to discuss pulling the U.S. out of NATO, which would be a massive victory for Putin? Nancy Pelosi, at Speaker Pelosi, January 26, 2019. Pelosi's claims repeat the accusations of the so-called Russia dossier, an uncorroborated document produced by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee through the Fusion GPS opposition research firm, based on information from a former British spy relying on Russian government sources, and funded illicitly through the Perkins Coie law firm in payments that were not properly declared to the Federal Elections Commission. The dossier provided the basis for surveillance of Trump campaign associates by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, after the document was presented to a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, court without specifically identifying the political provenance of the research, whose claims were never verified. Despite nearly 2 years of investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, no evidence has been found of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The media, however, have pounced on every new shred of information about the investigation as if it might provide the elusive proof, and Democrats are using their new investigative powers in the U.S. House of Representatives to pursue the charges, with some urging impeachment. Pelosi also did not mention the many attempts by the Obama administration to appease Russia, with Democratic Party support, including but not limited to canceling a missile defense treaty with American allies in Europe, giving up U.S. nuclear arms in the New START treaty, failing to help Ukraine, and promising Putin more flexibility after the 2012 elections. Nor did Pelosi mention then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's role in the Uranium One deal, which involved the approval of the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium to a company controlled by the Kremlin, after Russians had made large donations to the Clinton Foundation, including a $500,000 speaking fee for former President Bill Clinton. The speaker published her tweets hours after winning a showdown with Trump over reopening the government. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.